When the Affordable Care Act launched a little over a year ago, there was some confusion about how that law would apply to U.S. territories. These are places that are part of the United States but are not states. Puerto Rico ultimately implemented a rather unusual version of the ACA. NPR's Anders Kelto visited the island and met two people affected by the act in very different ways.
Marilu.
Javier Villa is in the parking lot of his family's car dealership in downtown San Juan. He has a collared shirt and a shaved head and is talking to a customer on the phone.
Bueno, Marilu, gracias, cuídate. She says she's coming tomorrow for a car. She's going to buy it.
Villa is 35 and has worked at his family's business since he finished high school. He always assumed his insurance at work was good. But a couple of years ago, he ran into a problem. He was taking a shower one morning and noticed a lump on the side of his throat.
Very big, like maybe a tennis ball. That's what I felt in the neck.
He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of cancer, and was put on chemotherapy. But the treatment didn't work. His doctor said he needed a bone marrow transplant, but his insurance wouldn't pay for it.
The transplant here costs like $125,000, something like that. I don't have that pocket money.
He looked at other insurance plans, but everyone said his cancer would be considered a pre-existing condition and wouldn't be covered. Months went by, and his disease got worse. Then a friend mentioned that Obamacare had taken effect in Puerto Rico. The Affordable Care Act prohibits companies from denying coverage of pre-existing conditions. Villa and his wife looked into insurance options again and found a plan that covered his transplant. Villa says it's hard to describe how he felt at that moment.
I don't know how to put it in words, and much less in English, though. So, yes, it was like a divine intervention, for sure.
A few months later, he was having the procedure done in Florida. He even took his two young kids to Disney World to celebrate. Now, a year later, he's back in San Juan selling cars.
Yes, I feel great. I have to live up with my chemo brain, but I manage.
Most U.S. territories are not covered by the Affordable Care Act. But Puerto Rico passed its own bill adopting the ACA rules. That means insurance companies here can't deny coverage, have to pay for essential health benefits, and so on. But there's a difference in Puerto Rico's version of the ACA. People aren't required to get health insurance. Puerto Rico's health insurance commissioner, Angel Wayne, says that creates a problem.
If you do not mandate that everybody has to be insured and only the sick become insured, obviously your insurance premiums are going to rise.
Wayne's agency has been trying to prevent that by encouraging healthy people to sign up.
We went out with a very big campaign as to why it was important to get insured.
But they haven't had much luck, and that's because of the second thing that's unusual about the ACA in Puerto Rico. There's no subsidy to help people buy insurance. Wayne says the Puerto Rican government has requested a subsidy from the Department of Health and Human Services.
HHS's answer is that that's not in the law.
For people like Javier Villa, the guy who got the bone marrow transplant, not getting a subsidy wasn't a problem. He could afford insurance without it. But for a lot of Puerto Ricans, that's not the case. Take Glorimar Cruz. She's 47 and makes minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, at a jewelry store in San Juan.
Yo tuve el seguro médico del gobierno.
For years, she got insurance through Puerto Rico's Medicaid program called Mi Salud. That program was expanded under the Affordable Care Act and now covers roughly half the island's population. Cruz says she started working more hours last year, and when she went to renew her insurance, she was told she no longer qualified. She was making $1,000 a month, and the cutoff was $800. So she went to the Affordable Care Act website to look at her options. The cheapest plan she could find was a few hundred dollars a month. She couldn't come close to affording that. So she's been living without health insurance. She says she went 4 or 5 months without taking her thyroid pill. That made her feel tired, and she was always in a bad mood. She also had to stop getting physical therapy for her chronic back pain. Cruz says there should be help for Puerto Ricans like her, people who work full-time and still can't afford health insurance, because right now she might be better off quitting her job or working part-time. Because at least then, she'd have health insurance. When Puerto Rico's lawmakers adopted the rules of the Affordable Care Act, they expected to get a subsidy. Without it, some argue Puerto Rico's version of the ACA should be repealed. Anders Kelto, NPR News.